This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams in for Kai Rizdal. When something like this pandemic happens, a global crisis, it has a tendency to change priorities. People's priorities change. Companies' priorities change. Entire parts of the economy change. Scientists, here and globally, have turned their attention to the coronavirus, the disease it brings, and a search for a vaccine, often at the expense of other research. Marketplace's Erica Barris takes a look at what it will take to get all that science going again.
On March 17th, Isabella Rauch got bad news. She's an immunologist at Oregon Health and Science University in Portland who studies how pathogens get into the body through the intestines. And she had just a few days to shut down her lab. That meant somebody had to euthanize over 100 mice. And Rauch had to decide which tissue cultures to toss and which might have some value in future research.
I basically had to try and guess what is going to be the most important thing for my lab over the next couple of years.
The mice they kept alive are being stored and cared for by lab staff. The tissue samples they kept are
stored at minus 150 degrees in liquid nitrogen.
That introduced yet another complication during lockdown.
We were really worried that the supply chain for this would break down because it evaporates relatively fast.
And all that happened in just 3 days. Across the country, thousands of labs and research projects were abruptly shut down as the country went into lockdown. So did clinical trials on people. Kevin Sheth is a neurologist at Yale. With social distancing, more than a dozen of his clinical trials into traumatic brain disorders were paused or shut down.
If you have longer trial timelines, it means that the cost of the trials become increased. The whole marketing outlook changes. I mean, there are huge financial costs.
And even with labs reopening, there are increased costs. One of Sheth's trials has to restart at 120 research sites across the country.
And right now, every center is developing their own research process for how they come online and what the local rules are.
Local rules about social distancing. Those are going to change the way science is done in laboratories, too. John Roll is dean of research at Washington State University's medical school. He's been locked out of his labs for nearly 100 days.
That poses some trouble if you're running an active research protocol.
Roll says as some of his labs start getting ready to reopen with social distancing protocols in place, he's worried that doing science there will feel different than it used to.
An active research university is such a vibrant place to be. And every day there's conversations happening. People are thinking of new ways to do this. And I find it's hard to replicate those on Zoom. So a lot of that happens in the hall when you're talking to your colleagues or friends.
At Oregon Health and Science University, Isabella Rauch is slowly getting her lab back up and running. Researchers will work staggered hours. She'll supervise students via video. They'll have to figure out how to sanitize a $100,000 microscope every time someone is done using it. Samples will be thawed out and mice will have to be rebred. That'll take months. Then there's the matter of money. The lab needs to start applying for grants right away. And to do that, there has to be some sort of preliminary data to show.
We might have to make different priorities that we would usually make. So maybe prioritize experiments that are easier to do or in a shorter time frame or where we don't need as much preparation time, or we don't need as much microscopy time.
It's unclear how federal funding agencies will deal with delayed research, according to Kevin Sheth at Yale.
The message from the NIH and the FDA has been that they recognize, you know, what's happening. They have reaffirmed the importance of doing research like this, and I think are going to do everything they can to continue to support these trials. But it still doesn't answer the question of where exactly is the money going to come from?
A coalition of research universities has asked Congress for $26 billion to get research going again. And that's only if there isn't a second wave of COVID-19 that shuts the labs down again. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.